Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for this evening and for everybody that is in the church. I pray that this evening, as we approach your word will be meaningful and applicable to us. Why should we come to your house and not benefit from your house? Why should we spend hours here and not learn anything from you and not be impacted? Let our time here be a beautiful time, a sweet time, a wonderful time in your house. Show us your way and teach us your path. We bless you. We honor you in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Sit on top of your enemies. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. Are you happy to be in church? I couldn't hear you. Are you happy to be in church? Let's see the smile on your face to show you're really happy to be in church. Amen. How many of you really enjoy church? Can I see your right hand? You really enjoy church. How many of you, okay, put your hand. How many of you choristers come to church only when you are singing? What a shock. Well, I really like church. I don't know about you, but I really, really like church. And I also really love God. And I love coming to learn from God and His Word. Amen. And in these meetings, weekday teaching service, flourishing service, we are learning about the power of quiet time. Say amen. Amen. The power of what? Quiet time. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Isaac, I'd like to use my head one next time. All right. Okay. Now, we have done very important ones. We talked about habits. Do you remember? Hello, do you remember? Ebenezer, do you know what habits are about? Well, yeah, we're talking about habits. Were you here? And you haven't listened to it too. It's a very bad habit not to be listening to messages. First of all, bad habit not to come to church. And second, bad habit not to listen to the message. Even if you, for whatever reason, you miss church, don't miss the message. Can I have an amen? I said, if you miss church, don't miss the message. Because the message is timeless. Do you know when I say timeless? What does it mean? When timeless means that the message is relevant and applicable. Even if it's 2 years, it's still applicable. Bible says that the word of God that we hear, Bible says that it does not lose its power. Can I have an amen? Amen. Paul said, I am bound, I'm in prison. But the word of God is not bound. In other words, when you are bound, you are limited, you are restrained. But when you say the word of God is not bound, that means the word of God can reach anybody, anywhere, at any time. That is why you can listen to a message that was preached 5 years and you can receive your healing today. Somebody preached it 5 years ago. You can listen today and it can bring healing to you. Because the word of God is timeless. Amen. You are not timeless. Yes. You are not timeless. You change. You change. Your face changes. Your hair drops. You are not timeless. Are you there? Go home. Yeah. If you like, ask Auntie Monica. Look at Auntie Monica's picture when she was 28 years old. That's why when people ever look forward, don't look behind, look forward. When people pass away, they bring various pictures. When she was 16, 28, 32, 52, 69, and now 89. She died at 89. But you see, 28, she was very different from when she was 80 years old. Because we are not timeless. Are you there? Even me, there was a time that my stomach was flat.
Bishop, me too.
You too. Don't worry, bring in a bottle. Are you there? Gone home.
Yeah, but the word of God is timeless. Shout amen. Are you still here? That is why I love the word. It's relevant all the time. Amen. So quickly, today, I just want to share with you seven things that happened during quiet time. Seven things. Those who don't come for fresh service, I pity them. Do you understand? I feel sad for them because so much meat is served during the flourishing service time. So I feel sad for them. And then they will not even listen to the message too. Bad habits. Any Christian who doesn't listen to messages has a very bad habit. Are you there? Right. So, seven things that happen during quiet time. Now, you must understand that quiet time is your time that you spend with God alone. Amen. Time that you spend with God alone. Hallelujah. And it's very important. And that Bishop Dagwood Mills, our father, our daddy, will tell us that that is his greatest secret in life and ministry. That is what has made him who he is today. What has made him who he is today is his daily time with God alone. So, if you really want to become great, follow what great men did. It's as simple as that. I don't know why you people like making life complicated. Labor's a mess. I don't know why. I mean, you want to be great. Great men walk here. So find their steps and walk in their steps. If they took a step, just follow this step. Follow this step. For what made them great? They had time with God. So me too, I have time with God. What made them great? They lived a holy life. They learned to be holy. What made them great? I mean, follow time. Follow the step that great men took. And you also be great. Amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. So, very quickly, seven things. Foster. Seven things that happen during quiet time. Amen. Number one. During quiet time, you develop the most important relationship of your life. During quiet time, you develop the most important relationship of your life. Auntie Lizzie, amen. During quiet time, you develop the most important relationship of your life. Hey, look, this point, we can share the grace and go home after here. This point I've made, it's enough meat for today. Let's all say it together. During quiet time, I develop the most important relationship of my life. Amen. Look, my brother, what's your name again? Don't look behind. Yes, you. What's your name again? Bernard, what's the name of sister sitting by you? MM, are you friends? You're friends. You know her. Have you sent her? Do you have her number? Her phone number? Pardon? You have. Have you sent her WhatsApp before? You have. What did you tell her? Bernard, you tell her, I didn't see you in church. Where were you? So I like you very much. When I think about you, my heart begins to move from the left to the right. MM, you have not been coming for a while. Where have you been? You traveled. You went to Nigeria. Welcome. Because I always remember where is your scarf? You used to wear a nice scarf. Where is it? It's at home, huh? So you know I remember you. Now you see, and you just used to sit at this side of the church all the time. Very good. You're welcome. So, did you send her a message to ask her how she is in Nigeria, how she's gone? Okay, sit down. You know, so when you want to develop a relationship with somebody, how do you develop a relationship with somebody? It's a question. How do you redevelop relationship? Say, boy, how do you develop relationship, say, with somebody? If you meet somebody that you like, or the person is interesting to you, how do you develop a relationship? Are you there? Those of you singles, come for the singles night. We'll tell you how to develop relationship. We'll tell you on Saturday night. But that just by the way. But I'm telling you that, you see, there's a way. Somebody say there's a way. There's a way to develop a relationship with somebody that you are interested, you like. Whether boy or girl. Do you understand? Man or woman, boy or girl. There's a way to develop relationship. If, for example, you claim I am important to you, there's a way that you develop a relationship with me. You say, good evening. And then, first of all, you smile. But if I'm coming, you squeeze your face. You are scaring me. Do you understand? If you want to develop, you just, first of all, have a nice smile. This brother, say, what's your name again? You see, this gentleman, he's been in church for a while. One day, he walked to me and said, Bishop, I've been here for some time, and I know you don't know me, so I want to introduce myself to you. That's how we develop a relationship. From then, he has come to my office about 3 or 4 times. But we have developed, and then he sent me a message, and I sent him, and he called me. So from that day, we began to develop relationships. Do you understand? The way he did was to approach me and tell me, I've been coming for a while, and I know you don't know me, so I want to introduce myself to you. That's all. Some of you, you come to church and say, the pastor doesn't mind me. You can also go and introduce yourself to the pastor, and he will get to know you. God bless you. Are you there? No, some of you are too, maybe it's pride. Or it's claim you are shy. You are not shy. Sometimes pride. Yes. But he came in. He was interested in the pastor getting to know him. And he getting to know the pastor closely. So he came and said, please, I've been coming to this church for some time. And I know you don't know me. So my name is Maxwell. And I'm introducing myself to you. Finished. Are you there? And after that, he called me. I said, who is this? I said, I'm Maxwell, the one I introduced myself to you. And then when I saw him again, he said, Bishop, I am Maxwell. You know, he kept on mentioning his name to me so that I can remember his name. Isn't that a blessing? Am I talking to anybody here? Yeah, and then he introduced his friend also to me. Easy. That's how it is. So you must learn to introduce yourself to somebody. If you that's how to develop relationship. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you. Clap your hands for this nice man. Are you there? And then after you come in, after you say, my name is Maxwell, and this, I've been in the church for a while. That is the beginning. But now you have to develop that relationship by keep coming. By he sent a text, he will call, he said, oh, can I see you this afternoon after service? Oh, I'm very busy. Don't worry. Don't be. No, don't worry, Bishop, don't worry. I'll come again. He's patient enough. My being busy does not push him away. My being busy does not drive. He said, no, I can wait. So he come, he waits for a long. Oh, I'll come back. How can I come this time? Because it is important to him that I'll sit down with him and talk with him and have personal relationship and personal chat and prayer with him. That is why he will make the efforts. Oh, you don't understand? If you are not clapping, don't clap. If you are clapping, clap properly. Okay. Amen. Some of you have been in the church, this church, 2 years. No pastor knows you. Reverend Pazzi doesn't know you. Who knows everybody doesn't know you? Then you have a real problem. And I don't know you. So me, I just want to come and go. Hey! But anyway, this is just by the way. I'm just talking about how to. And of course, that is why some of you don't have beloveds. Because if you want a girl to like you, when you see the girl, you don't say, my name is Kojo, I like you and I want to marry you. That's not the way to behave. You must develop the relationship. Say amen. All of you sit down. I pray from Reverend Pazzi. Hello. You must do what? Develop it. You don't introduce. I said, can I marry you? Meet the person in town on church floor. You want to marry? I really like you when I see your hair. Can I marry you next week? Bush boy. Bush boy. I said, you're a bush boy. That's not how. That's not the way to behave. You develop a relationship. You buy her Mata Guinness. When you see her buy Mata, I've paid for it. I've paid already. Or even in the trotro, when it's getting don't worry, I've paid. Oh, someone says, who paid? Oh, I paid. Don't worry. And then you go as if you don't care. Are you still there? Yeah. When you come to church and you see her sitting here like that, you sit around the same row, but don't talk close, somewhere around there, so that your eyes can be crossing. And when it's worship, you lift your hands and she will see that you are in the spirit.
Bishop, I'll come with a single.
Okay, you sit down. Let's carry on. Anyway, I'm talking about developing a relationship. And I'm saying to everybody here that in quiet time, let's stay with the word, you develop the most important relationship. Who is the most important person to you? I'm asking you, who is the most important person to you? It's not Bishop Saki. It's not our daddy Bishop Daguerre Mills. It's not President Akufo-Addo. The most important person to you is God. Can I have an amen? And therefore, you must develop relationship with the most important person. God must know you and you must know him. Because Jesus said a day will come when he said, I did not know you. Depart from me. I did, because you wicked. And he said, no, I cast out devils in your name. And Jesus said, I don't know you. I don't know you. Look, the relationship with God is more important to me than preaching. Preaching is nice, but I'm more interested in being with God than being with you. Because God is the one I'm working for. And if God says he doesn't know me, all my efforts are useless. So I want God to know me and I want to know God. That is why I say, when you are in class, Bishop often says that when you are in class, please sit at the place where the teacher will see you. Because if they want somebody to fail, they will remember that, this guy, I see him all the time, I will not fail him. You must sit at strategic places. Can you understand what I'm saying? How many of you can understand what I'm saying? No, it's very, what I'm saying, so important. And I want everybody in this church to know that the most important person in your life is God. Amen. Say amen.
Amen.
Not your husband, but God. Amen.
Amen.
Not your wife, but God. God is the most important person to you. And therefore, develop the relationship with God. Build your time with God. Build it up. Spend time with him. Let God know you. Can I have an amen?
Amen?
Let God know you and get to know God. Hallelujah. So any Christian who doesn't have quiet time, it doesn't value his relationship with God. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. James chapter 4 verse 8. James chapter 4 verse 8. The fact that you're called James doesn't mean you know God. So look in the Bible and look at it. Look in the Bible. Where's your Bible? James 4:8. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts. Ye double-minded. Amen. Are you there? Draw nigh to God. You see, Reverend Isaac, can you sit on the last chair? Assuming Reverend Pazzi is God, and then Reverend Isaac is a normal human being. Bible says that you draw near to God, and you draw near. So take one step to this chair. When you take one, God also takes one step. Take one more step. God also take one more step. Take one more step. God will tell, before you arrive, God is putting his hand around you. Hallelujah. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Somebody say amen. The more you go close to God, the more God gets close to you. Anytime you take your Bible, you pray, come to God and say, I'm coming close, I'm coming close. Because you see, God is like the father of the prodigal son. That's how God is. Like the father, when the prodigal son made up his mind to go back home, when he started walking, the father, when he got, the Bible said that, and the father saw him afar off. And the father ran to him. When you run to God, God will run to you. When you draw near, God, may God draw near to you because you draw near to God. Say amen. Amen. Are you understanding the message I'm preaching? This is such a beautiful message I'm preaching. Very beautiful. Very beautiful. God will stay far away from you if you stay far away from God. God will not force himself. God will not foreskin himself on you. No. He is actually a busy God. And many people want his attention. So if you don't want his attention, he will turn to others who want his attention. Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you. If do you understand what I'm preaching? Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you in you directly. Hallelujah. You see? Reverend Pazzi, Reverend God Pazzi, has many things. He has a phone. He has a car key. He has many things that he wants to give to this man. But where he is, move to that chair again. He cannot give it to him. So for the blessing to come, this man must draw near to God and not to his car, not to the car that God is giving him. God has car. If only his eyes are only on the car, he will not get it. But when his eyes are on God, God will give him the car that he has in his hand. There are many things that God wants to give you. Can I have an amen? But God wants you to be interested in him first. First. Today, Christians, we are spoiled. You know that we are spoiled? All we want is, I see God giving you a car. I see God giving. That's all. But what about you going close to God? You're so far away from God. Why should God give you his money when you're so far away from him? Why should God give you? Even the money, even the tithe, you won't pay. Why should he give you the money? You're looking at me. I'm talking to you. Keep looking at me. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you still there? I said, are you still in church? So quiet time will make you develop the most important relationship of your life. With the most important person in your life. Your relationship with the person. God will know you. And when God knows you, it's wonderful. The devil cannot touch you. You are the apple of his eyes. Shout amen, somebody. So draw near. Whisper to your neighbors here. Draw near to God. Not to that boy or that girl. Tell him, not to that boy. Hey, talk to him. Eh? Draw near to God. Now ask your neighbor, what is keeping you away from God? Ask him, what is keeping you away? And I'm back, I'm coming to you. Ask him, what is keeping you away from God? Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Ephraim, are we here? What is keeping you away from God? I'm preaching. What is keeping you away from God? Is God the most important person in your life? I'm asking you. Is he the most important person in your life? How come the whole week you have sent God only one WhatsApp? God, you did? Tell it, God, how? That's the only WhatsApp you have sent God. God, Charlie, Ide, God, how be? But then you have sent several texts to some people, maybe 10 texts even today. One person has got 10 texts from you. You're looking at me. Yes. You are free. Am I not speaking the truth? Tell God how. God, how be? Meanwhile, other people. That girl, how many texts have you sent? How many messages have you sent to that girl? We are free. How many messages have you sent to that girl? God has got only one WhatsApp. And he said, God is important to you. Let's be serious. I said, let's be serious. Let's go on time. Number two. How many of you are guilty? How many of you are guilty? Yeah. You have sent texts, messages. Bernard, when you're singing the choir, looking at where is sitting. What a shock. Hello? I said hello. Number two. Let's move on. Well, the second point that you must know, having quiet time. Thank you, Lord. You develop the most important relationship of your life. The one is the most important person in your life. This one is the most important of your life. Okay, let me give you the next one. During your quiet time, you develop the most important personal habit of all time. Habits. Some people have very bad, I told you, very bad habits, isn't it? Some people have a habit of putting their hands in their trousers and scratching the thing in public. They don't even realize that they're good and they're scratching. Bad habits. Some people, that's a normal thing, you must brush your teeth twice a day. I said twice a day, minimum. Minimum twice a day. They said there's none righteous, no, not one. What a shock. Brush your teeth twice a day, none righteous. At least bathing twice a day. Ladies, say amen. Amen. Some ladies don't like bathing. What a shock. Hello. They are all good habits, but the most important habits of all time, the greatest habit of all time, is spending time with your Creator. Clap your hands for the Lord. That is the habits. It becomes your habits. Hallelujah. Amen. You love the habits. It becomes part of you. Part of you. Part of you. Amen. Amen. I said amen. Amen. Where's my mobile phone? Where's my phone? I have a habit of sending text message to my wife. Today I've sent a text message 3 times. I miss you. I love you. Wow. I like you. I've sent 3 today, 3 times. Charles, how many times did you send to your wife today? Oh, the whole of the January. Are you there? It's become a habit. You'll come for the couple's dinner too. It's become my habit of sending message. I'm just checking on you. That's all. Somebody says you should buy the message for your husband. I'm just checking on you. I'm just checking on you. I miss you. And she said, oh, we just left home together. So, but I have the right to miss you. We left 2 hours ago. I shouldn't miss you. I have to. It's my right. Part of the human rights. Say amen. Are you there? So I'm saying that now you must develop, when you have quiet time, you are developing the most important habits. Habits of talking to your creator. Talk all the time. 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 May you develop that good habit in the name of Jesus. Say amen. Amen. Let me give you one more. Quiet time makes you read the most important book in the world. Quiet time, it makes you read the most important book. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, the best book to read. Who doesn't know this song? Lift your hand. Otherwise, I'll let somebody sing alone. If you don't know it, lift your hand so that we will know you don't know it. Then we'll, please lift your hand if you don't know it. If you don't lift your hand and I ask you, then you don't know it, you'll be in trouble. I'm watching those who don't know it. Kabna, do you know the song? All the words. Okay, let me see. Hey, Martin, do you know the song? How many of you don't know the song? I'm coming to you. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. Olivia. Okay, let's try singing again. The best book to read is the Bible. Somebody who knows the song, to tell them back and help me. Is the Bible. If you read, it will help you on your way.
The best book to read is the Bible.
No. That's all there. That's all there. Take your time. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you all the way. To read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you all the way. Oh, the best book to read is the... Everybody try and sing it. The best book to read is the Bible. I'm watching your lips. Amos 3:3. I'm watching your lips. If you read it every day, it will
show you on your way.
Oh, the best book to read
is the Bible.
One more time. The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will show you all the way. Oh. Only ladies, come on. Only ladies, stand up. Ladies, stand up and sing it. Only ladies. Ready? Go.
The best book to read is the Bible.
I'm watching the ladies.
The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on the way. Oh, the best book to read.
One more time. Sisters, lift your voice and sing it. The best
book to read is the Bible.
Gina, I'm watching you.
Is the Bible. If you every day, it will help you on your way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible.
Please clap for the sisters. Brothers, are you ready, brothers? Brothers, ready? Go. The best book to read
is the Bible.
The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it'll
will help you all the way. Oh, the best book to read.
One more time, brothers are winning.
Best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. Woo! If you read it every day, it will help you all the way. Oh, the best book to
read. Hello, who won? Who won? Who won? I said, who won? Okay, everybody stand. Let's all sing together. Ready? Go.
The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day,
it will help you all the way.
Oh, the best book to read is the Bible.
Everybody lift your voice and sing it.
The best book to read is the Bible. The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you all the way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible.
Clap your hands for the Lord, somebody. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be seated. Quiet time makes you read the most important book in the world. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. The Bible is the most outstanding book in all history. Listen to what one professor said, Professor M. Monteiro Williams, in comparing the other religious books to the Bible, said, pile them, if you will, on the left side of all your study, of your study table, but place your own Holy Bible on the right side, all by itself, all alone, and with a wide gap between them, for there is a gulf between it and the so-called sacred books of the East, which severs the one from the other utterly, hopelessly, and forever. A veritable gulf which cannot be bridged over by any signs of religious thoughts. He says that pile all the religious books on the left and put the Bible alone on the right. And let there be a wide gap between them. And he said the difference between the two are different. All of the books, religious books of the East, all the teaching, put them on one side and put the Bible alone on another side. The greatest book ever written is the Bible. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Do you believe it? So when you have quiet time, you're having fellowship with the greatest book in the world. Wow. Greater than Ghana's constitution. Greater than Shakespeare. Greater than Quran. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Wow. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Are you still in church? So I am here to challenge everybody here that from today, may you fellowship with the greatest book in history. Amen. I said amen. How many of you are still here? Can I have your Bible? Give me a Bible. A real Bible, not the iPad one. This book. The most printed book in the world. Are you there? This ordinary book with ordinary pages is the greatest book. This book will show you about how the world was created. Amen. This book will tell you about how man fell, how God created man, how man fell. This book will show you about how man can get back to God. This book will tell you about why you were born and how you must live and where to go after here. This book has the answers to every question in the world. Why don't you clap your hands for the word of God? This book has the answer to all the murders. It has the answer to all the problems we have in this world. This book has the answer to every question you can ever ask. Can I have an amen? This book has the teachings of God. when God came, this book will show you how God came to walk on earth. That is why I tell you, Jesus came and walked here for 33 years. But God left us a book forever. Amen. Amen. God sent us a son, but gave us a book. Sent us a son and left us a book forever. This book, stories about the prodigal son, stories about the rich man and Lazarus. What happens when people die? This book has the answer. The rich man died. He was carried. He went to hell. The poor man died. He was carried by Abraham to Abraham's bosom. I mean, the angels came in. This book will tell you what happens when a person dies. This book will teach you about heaven. Where is heaven? This book will teach you about heaven. What a blessing. The greatest book. The best book to read.
It's the Bible.
The best book to read
is the Bible.
If you read it, Michael,
it will help you on your way.
Oh, the best book to read
is the Bible.
If you read it
every day,
it will help you
on your way.
Oh, the best book to read
is the Bible.
Hallelujah. This is indeed the best book. So quiet time, you read the best book. It will help you all the way. Say amen.
Amen.
Let me give you two more points quickly, and then we will be closing. I feel blessed today. I said, I feel blessed this evening. I don't know about you, but I'm very, very happy and blessed. Quiet time is your personal school of the word. Quiet time is your personal school of the word. John chapter 16, verse 12. John 16, 12. I have many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, and so on and so forth, and he will show you things to come. Amen. I said amen. You see, so when you're having your quiet time, you must pray. Holy Spirit, teach me what God wants me to know. Can I have an amen? Because the Bible says he will send the Holy Spirit and he will teach you. He will teach you. So everybody, when you're having your quiet time, take the Bible and then pray and ask the Holy Spirit to teach you the word of God. Can I have an amen? Because when the Holy Spirit comes, he will teach you everything that you ought to know. Say amen. No, that's what I'm saying. Don't just take pictures. Are you here or go home? Don't get to have quiet time with the word of God. Have a personal, go to a personal Bible school. Yeah? I'm telling you. Go to a personal Bible school. Long before, when I was in missionary school, form 1, form 2, form 3, form 4, I'll read. You see, when we got saved at first, they'll tell you, read the book of John. And you read it, the whole of the Gospel of John. And you go on, and you read, you read Ephesians, you read Romans, you read, but the Bible is nice, so beautiful. So I used to read the Bible so much. People were this. Somebody one day, my mother told me that, listen, you are a student. The other subject to learn apart from Bible knowledge, because every day I'm reading my Bible. I like the Bible too much. Are you there? I mean, are you? One day I was sitting in the plane some years ago. I was traveling. And then as I was reading the normal Bible, paper Bible. I was reading it, and a white man was sitting by me. And then a man was sitting, and as I was reading, and I'll smile. And I'll take my pen, red pen, and I'll cross under the one of the important scriptures. And the man said, what are you reading? I said, the Bible. So, Then we are going on the flight. Ooh. And I kept on reading. The man said, Are you reading or you are canceling it? I said, I'm underlining the striking verses. He said, And then we're going. We're still going. Ooh, in the air. Ooh. And I kept on underlining so many things. The man said, I thought you said you had underlined the most important. I said, yes. He said, but you underlined everything. I said, everything is important.
What a shock.
Everything was like a revelation. May God give you revelation in the word. Look, when you start reading the Bible and praying for the Holy Spirit to help you, you will enjoy the Bible. The reason why you fall asleep is because you are not asking the Holy Spirit to help you. That's why you fall asleep. Somebody said that, Bishop, I don't know why. When I'm studying chemistry, I don't sleep. When I read the Bible, I'm sleeping. Because you have not asked the Holy Spirit to give you revelation of the word. Say amen. Amen. The Bible is interesting. It's exciting. I'm telling you. The people don't know Bible stories again. Do you know that? They don't know Bible. When you say Cain and Abel, they don't know what it is. Yes. Daniel in the lion's den. Many young people have never heard the story before. Can you believe it? Many, they have not heard the story of Daniel in the lion's den. They have not heard it. How much more Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even some of you, if I ask you, do you know, you say, oh, hey, they are disciples of Jesus. Shadrach, Meshach, they are disciples of Jesus Christ. What a shock. Should I ask somebody right now? Should I ask somebody? Yes. Yeah. People don't know the story about Noah and the ark. Paul and Silas. Somebody said Paul and his wife Silas. What a shock. The best book to read.
The best book to read is the Bible. If you read it every day, it will help you on your way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible.
If you read it every day,
it will help you on your way. Oh, the best book to read is the Bible.
Tell your neighbor.
The best book to read.
I said hallelujah. Church, are you hearing me this evening? The best book to read is not pornographic magazines. You are looking at me. What a shock. Unfortunately, these iPads and iPhones and phones have spoiled the Bible that we have. I feel we are carrying a Bible. These days, you are carrying the iPhone and or the phone, and so many things are on it. We don't know what you are watching. Is it a rare Bible you are reading, or you are watching blackmama.com, bigbreast.com? But how did you know blackmama.com? How did you know? Give me water. They come here. How did you know about blackmama.com? How did you know? You are not keeping quiet. Mean Keta ya blackmama.com. Sit down and stop the two known there. If you read it every day. The best book to read is the Bible. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed this evening? Amen. The Bible, we have your personal, it's a personal school. Personal Bible school. How do you think we knew all these scriptures? I've been born again for more than 40 years by the grace of God. And I learned scripture. The game we used to play, In our day, when we go, so we call it sword drill. You know sword drill. Sword drill is you carry, everybody stand in front here. You pick a Bible and you close it, or you put it on your head. And we say, okay, now open to Nahum. Nahum is a book in the Bible. You're looking at me. Open to Nahum chapter 1, verse 6. Charge! And then you see who opened first. It's called sword drill. Today, when I say open to, you're going to say open to Deuteronomy. You are around Matthew. What a shock. Are you there? That's where we learn the Bible. Yes. You don't have Habakkuk in your Bible. Say Habakkuk. Is there a name of a stone or a name of a tree? It's a name of a girlfriend. Why? Hello? Are you there? Ask your neighbor. Are you in church? Are you in church?
My neighbor.
Hallelujah. During quiet time, you increase in your personal knowledge of the scripture. Say amen. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. Talking about all the things that I should add on a sentence and now say that add to your faith virtue and to virtue knowledge. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 18. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So you see, quiet time is your opportunity to have knowledge of the scripture. Amen. The Bible says you should be able to defend the faith that is in you. Defend the faith that is in you. Amen. How do you defend the faith? When they ask you, why do you go to church? Oh, because my pastor can preach. Oh, nonsense. Is that why you go to church? What do you do? Why do you pay your tithe? Hey, because the pastor said, if I don't pay my tithe, I'll be cursed. Another nonsense. What does the Bible say about it? I'm preaching to you. Tell your neighbor, the man is talking to you. You must be able to defend your faith. The reason why you do, you must be able to defend it. Yes. Can anybody give me, anybody around this session, give me one scripture why we must go to church regularly? One verse of scripture. You don't have to just paraphrase. One reason why you must go to church regularly. One, two, three. These four. I add your any scripture about why you must go to church. Hey. Okay, I'll add the next one. Six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Six rows. Somebody give me one verse of scripture that confirms the importance of going to church. Yes. Hey, I'll add the next row. Okay, you try.
Hebrews 5:12. Not forsaking the... Not forsaking the assembling of the saints together as the manner of some is. But as the...
Yes. And he said Hebrews what? 5. It's Hebrews, not 5. Hebrews 10, 25. I'll give you 20 CDs after service. Hallelujah. You've got to be able to defend the things you do. The reason why people backslide is because they have not found the foundation of the word of God to stand on. Say amen, somebody. Amen. You have not fostered. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's important though. People don't know anything, so we are just walking through. We're just walking. Oh, I'm going for my blessings. Blessings. What blessings are you going for? What blessings are you going for? Oh, yeah. I was so blessed when the mom. I pray. Oh, blessing me, pa. Oh, blessing me, pa. What blessing? Blessing. Blessing, pa. Oh, mukajim blessing. Mukajim. Who called you that blessing? Who called that blessing, brodo? Let the word of God dwell in you richly. Somebody say amen. How can a young man keep his way pure? But paying heed to your word. The word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. It's in the Bible. It's in the Bible. Amen. Give me a scripture about why you should not drink and get drunk. Yes. What is your faith standing on? Yes. I'm telling you. I feel sad for today Christians. But by the grace of God, we are here. We are going back to the word of God. I said we are doing what? Going back. As long as I am your pastor, I will insist that you learn the word. That is why I insist that you go to the schools. Sunday after church, sit down and go to the schools. Because when I come to church Sunday and I'm preaching and I'm jumping around, 45 minutes you have gone. It's not enough. When you go to School of the Word, School of Solid Foundation, School of Evangelism, you learn some basic truths for your own life. I'm preaching. Hallelujah. You see, when you have quiet time, you have a way of, now you give knowledge of the scriptures. Knowledge of the scriptures. I'm telling you. The last point and we close. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. Are you there? During your quiet time, you experience the presence of God. Amen. Adam experienced the presence of God in the garden until he backslid. Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. May you hear the voice of God in the garden. I say, may you hear the voice of God in the garden. Amen. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God. Mm-hmm. They hid themselves. They ran away. You see, you used to have God's presence. Have you ever heard anybody say that, I felt the presence of God in the meeting? I've never heard it before. Yes, but you see, you can also have the presence of God in your own personal life. In your room, you can feel the presence of God. I got a message from somebody. He said that, I feel the presence of God in my room right now. And I know. The other day, less than a week ago, I was reading my Bible on my bed early morning. And then I just saw somebody standing on my side here. My heart almost made, because I was lying down, I was reading the Bible and so on. And then the person cleared the room. And when I turned, because my wife had gotten up, she was doing something else outside, around 5 a.m. I told my wife I'd come in. When I turned, the person was standing there, folded the arm like that. I said, who are you? And the figure just left. And I knew an angel has come to my room. When I turned at first, I was scared. But when I sat on my bed, I saw them, I knew it was the presence of God. I knew that the angel has come to the room. I just clearly folded the arm. As I'm reading the Bible, I was just looking on like this. And then it was gone. It was gone. You can feel the presence of God in your room when you have quiet time with God. I'm telling you. Personal experience with God. The other day, some years ago, I was in a hotel room with Bishop Adi. We traveled and we were in the same hotel room. And we were just having a quiet time. And after that, we're just worshiping. We're singing. The two of us, it was not planned. He was singing. I was reading. We're playing, just singing and worshiping, singing hymns. And before really, the room became heavy. It was like there are 100 people in one single room. You could visibly feel the presence of God in the place. Visibly feel the presence of God. Sometimes we are too much in a hurry. That's why God doesn't show up. You're too much in a hurry. Yeah, that's why it's so. But you see, if you dedicate some quality time, even if it's 30 minutes, and you shut off your phone, you shut off your friends, say, Lord, I want to be with you. I want to talk. I want to talk to me. I want to hear you talk to me. You will know that you have had an experience with God. I'm telling you. Prince of God walked in the garden. And God appeared there. They knew that God has come. God has come. May we desire the presence of God in our lives. May we have divine encounters with God. Stand to your feet, everybody. Hallelujah. That will show me the path of life. And in that presence, fullness of joy. Psalm 16, verse 11. And at the right hand, there are pleasures forevermore. Lift your two hands to God, everybody. Jesus. Just commit your life to God. Say, Lord, I want to experience your presence. Everybody lift your hands to God. Say, Lord, I want to have quiet times with you. I want to have quiet times with you. Oranda kamando rebush. Vika mamando rebush. Can lift your hands to God. Say, Lord, I'm not going to run out. I'm not going to rush out of your presence. Your presence will mean everything to me. Jesus. 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 Yeah, lift your two hands to God in there. Just for 2 minutes and talk to God. Say, Lord, I want to love your presence. I love your word. I want to be with you.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Tell her the way.
Words.
Nothing in this world can satisfy.
Nothing in this world will satisfy.
Hold on, my future days to come.
Jesus, you're the comforter.
One more time, sing it again.
Who is like you, Lord?
Who is like you, Lord, in all the earth?
Satisfied.
Jesus, you are the cup that won't run dry.
Jesus, you're the cup that won't run dry.
Your presence
is heaven to me.
Is heaven to me. Tonight, and thank you for your presence. May we crave your presence.
May we indulge your presence. May we love your presence. May we enjoy your presence. Teach us how we can stay and spend time with you. You are the most important person in our lives. Not our pastor, not our husband, not our wife, not the president. You are the most important person in our lives. Help us and show us the grace, the strength of waiting on you. We bless you and we honor you tonight in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Clap your hands for the Lord. Sit on top of your enemies.